Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to do some telling, engage in some frivolity, do some worrying, celebrate the birthday of Henry Bussey, and have some songs about Caprimulgus vociferus. Last week, May 19th, marked the birth in Magdeburg, Germany in 1894 of Henry Bussey. In 1916, he emigrated to the U.S. and found work playing trumpet in a movie theater pit orchestra, after which he formed his own band and toured the country, ending up in San Francisco, where the band broke up. In 1917, he was playing trumpet with the Frisco Jazz Band, and the following year he joined the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, where he was a major contributor, co-composing several of the band's early hit songs, including Hot Lips and Wang Wang Blues. Whiteman released several hot sides under the name Bussey's Buzzards, with Henry leading the recording session and all of the Buzzards members of the Whiteman Orchestra. Bussey stayed with Whiteman until 1928, when he left the band and formed his own band, the Henry Bussey Orchestra. This group was more of a sweet dance band than a jazz band, but had a very successful career. In 1935, Henry married Lorraine Brox, sister of Patricia and Bobby Brox, who made up the premier sister singing group of the 20s, the Brox Sisters. The Henry Bussey Orchestra appeared in a number of film shorts, including Paramount's Bussey Rhythm in 1938. During World War II, Henry enlarged the band to 19 musicians, and they appeared regularly on the Fitch Bandwagon and Coca-Cola Spotlight on bands' radio shows. After the war, Henry moved to California, where in 1954, along with the King Sisters, they had a successful engagement right here in the Casino Ballroom in Avalon. The band continued to record and perform up until Bussey's death on April 23, 1955, in Memphis, Tennessee. Here's Henry Bussey. Thank you.
is just a heart that's broken. So think a little kindly of me. To think I found you, then lost you, and tossed you aside. I don't deserve sympathy. I'm not complaining, but if there's hope remaining, please think a little kindly of me.
With the vocal trio of Richard Berry, Don Borden, and Tony Mastroni singing the Howard Johnson lyrics, that was Henry Bussey and his orchestra in Think a Little Kindly of Me from March 23, 1931. Harry M. Woods wrote the music. Before that, it was Bussey's Buzzards, July 9, 1925, and Deep Elm, You Tell 'Em I'm Blue, written by William R. Clay and Willard Robison, who played piano in the band. Henry Bussey did double duty playing trumpet and directing. We began our little tribute with How About It? Henry Bussey and his orchestra on June 29, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For no particular reason, we're just gonna tell it like it is in this next segment, beginning with Tom Gerron and his orchestra.
Thank you. my woes, I'm so lonely. Just tell her my troubles to the moon. I can't deny it's you that I sigh for only. Just tell her my troubles to the moon. At night when lovers' hearts are calling, that's when my teardrop starts a-falling. I sit aside for you from twilight till dawning. Just tell her my troubles to the moon.
That your kiss didn't fill me with bliss.
Let me tell you that this wouldn't be true.
I'd be fooling myself if I laughed at our affair. I'd be fooling myself 'cause I knew how much I care. I'd be telling a lie, what a terrible lie,
if I told you that I didn't love you.
Thank you. that she's got lots of looks. Has she got lots of looks? You're telling me, you're telling me that she has class and clothes. Has she got these and those? You're telling me. Is she a beauty, a nifty dresser, a little cutie? Did you say yes, sir? You're telling me that she's got loads of charms that fit right in your arms. You're telling me.
Crown House Band, credited as Charlie Palloy and his orchestra, and You're Telling Me, from October 1, 1932. Crown was a budget label marketed through F.W. Woolworth stores, and when the major labels like Victor and Columbia were selling for 75 cents, Crown Records were just a quarter, enabling their advertising slogan, Two Hits for Two Bits. Before that, it was Ted Fiorito and his orchestra, with an uncredited vocalist, I believe it's Muzzy Marcellino, on I'd Be Telling a Lie, recorded in October of 1933. That was preceded by Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, credited on that Banner 78 as Russ Carlson's Dance Orchestra, and Just Tellin' My Troubles to the Moon. We just mentioned Crown Records, and Russ Carlson recorded a number of sides for Crown under his own name, Russ Carlson and the High Steppers. The vocalist is unidentified, but sounds like he could be one of the super fans with that rather pronounced accent. That record could have been featured in a This Week in Recording History segment this week, having been recorded May 21st, 1929. We finished the set with You're Telling Me, but we began it with I'm Telling You. That was Tom Geron and his orchestra with Jimmy Davis performing the vocal in Los Angeles on December 13th, 1928. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Back in 1988, Bobby McFerrin told us, "Don't worry, be happy." But even way before that, Eva Taylor wasn't worrying. Here she is to tell you about it.
As a bird in a tree, who wouldn't be when you're with me? stop the rain with a smile. My skies are blue because of you. Though up or down, dear, I never will frown. When you're around, there is nothing to fear. Not complaining, life is worthwhile. When you are near, clouds disappear. I'm not worrying, no, I'm not worrying, as long as I have you. No regretting, no more fretting, as long as I have my dearie, I will always be true blue. I'm so happy, 'cause I'm in heaven when I'm with you. I'm not worrying, no, I'm not worrying, as long as I have you. I'm not worrying, no, I'm not worrying, as long as I have you. There's no regretting, no more fretting, as long as I have you. My dearie, I will always be true blue. I'm so happy, 'cause I'm in heaven when I'm with you. I'm not worrying, no, I'm not worrying, as long as I have you. Thank you.
cry, that won't worry me. Through that levee, but you know it's not true, as I have been to you. I got a girl in Alabama, two in Tennessee. Tell her what's sweet enough for me. Oh, because you quit me, don't you think I'll cry? That won't worry me, I mean, that won't worry me.
Jimmy Louvert led a territory band in Alabama called Jimmy Louvert and His Society Troubadours and recorded 8 sides in Birmingham, but only 4 were ever issued. We just heard one of them, That Don't Worry Me, from April 9, 1937. Jimmy Louvert performed the vocal, but there's no further information about him or anyone else in the band. Before that, it was banjoist Dave Kaplan's Toronto band from Canada and You Should Worry Over Me. The vocalist on that November 1926 recording, one of 56 made in Berlin, Germany by the band, was Les Allen. You Should Worry Over Me was written by Edward G. Nelson and Harry Pease. We began with Eva Taylor recording for Edison on October 3, 1929, and I'm Not Worryin'. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Now, for no particular reason, we're going to engage in a little frivolity. Here's the Wadsworth Novelty Orchestra.
Thank you.
I like that record. Tom Timothy and his Frivolity Club Orchestra and Tell Me You're Sorry, written by Benny Davis and Joe Burke. That unreleased Edison Lateral was recorded on May 10, 1928. According to Jerry Fabris, host of Thomas Edison's Attic on WFMU, the vocalist on My Pet, recorded in the same session, is Theo Alban. So I've got to think that was Theo Alban that we just heard there as well. There's a picture of Tom Timothy, who played clarinet and tenor sax, and his orchestra on the sheet music for Girl of My Dreams. The Frivolity Club was operated by Ned Wayburn and located at Broadway and 52nd in New York City, and was described as for out-of-towners bent on being naughty. It's mentioned in the 1929 Pathé picture Red Hot Rhythm, starring Alan Hale, Catherine Crawford, and Walter O'Keefe. Before Tom Timothy's group, we heard a different Frivolity Club orchestra, this one recording 22 sides for Vocalion between December 1925 and February of 1927. That was Adorable from April of 1926. We began that Frivolity set with the Wadsworth Novelty Orchestra and Frivolity, written by George Hamilton Greene, whose birthday is today. He would have been 117 years old. The all-star trio, which consisted of Greene, Wheeler Wadsworth on saxophone, and pianist Victor Arden, recorded Frivolity on January 15, 1919 for OK. The Wadsworth Novelty Orchestra, which must be the same trio, recorded Frivolity for Pathé a month earlier on December 15, 1918.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
I was in Sacramento a few days ago on business, but managed to stop in for a few minutes at Brooks Novelties, Antiques, and Records in Old Town Sacramento. If you're in the area, be sure to stop by and check out Stephen Brooksy Brooks's slot machines, jukeboxes, soda machines, neon signs, pinball machines, not to mention lots of used and rare LPs. He also has arcade games, candy and cigarette vending machines, vintage appliances, phone booths, gas station paraphernalia, and Edison cylinder players, phonographs, and 78s. You can visit Brooks Novelty Antiques and Records on the web at brooksnovelty.com. The last time I was in, I picked up an Edison record of Mr. Hoptoad, which you heard on the show a couple of years ago. Well, here's one of the 78s I found this time.
Sweetly singing in the pale moonlight, whippoorwill, and he's singing a song makes me long for home tonight. Whippoorwill, he's singing about the honeysuckle round the cabin door. Seems he's saying someone's praying you'll come back once more. There's a whippoorwill sweetly singing in the pale moonlight. Now I know I must go, whippoorwill. Every night I close my eyes and off to paradise I stray, dreaming dreams of yesterday. Seems I hear a whippoorwill upon a hill so far away, calling me, that's why I say. There's a whippoorwill sweetly singing in the pale moonlight. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill, and he's singing a song that makes me long for home tonight. Whippoorwill, whippoorwill, he's singing about the honeysuckle round the cabin door. Seems he's saying someone's praying you'll come back once more. There's a whippoorwill sweetly singing in the pale moonlight. Now I know I must go, whippoorwill.
on the cabin door. Seems he's saying someone's praying you'll come back once more. There's a whippoorwill sweetly singing in the pale moonlight. Now I know I must go, whippoorwill.
Chumming softly on the breeze. Then in dreams I wandered back to home and mother, where daisies turns a meadow green to white. And the mockingbird will greet me in the morning, and at eve the whippoorwill bids me good night. Where she's sleeping now, the whippoorwill is calling. Over gray the flower blooming fair and bright. Pearly dewdrops on the ivy leaves are falling, where the whippoorwill is whispering good night. Same old ivy vine is clinging. Now sweet daisies in the meadow are in bloom. In the treetops I can hear those night birds singing, but the old homestead is wrapped in silent gloom. By the fireside, one familiar face is missing. That tender smile no longer greets my sight. In that quaint old-fashioned home tonight, I'm listening with a whippoorwill is whispering goodnight. Where she's sleeping now, the whippoorwill is calling. Over gray, the flowers are blooming fair and bright. Pearly dewdrops on the ivy leaves are falling. With a whippoorwill is whispering goodnight.
You have some songs about Caprimulgus vociferus, better known as the whippoorwill. We don't have them out here in California, but they're in most of the eastern U.S. and southeastern Canada, where they lay their eggs on leaf litter on the forest floor rather than building nests. They're active only at night, feeding on night-flying insects, grasshoppers, and mosquitoes. They sound like this. We began that whippoorwill set with a Victor 78 I picked up in Sacramento the other day at Brooks Novelties, Antiques, and Records. That was the vocal duo of Gene and Glenn, Gene Carroll and Glenn Rowell, with Glenn accompanying them on piano, and Whippoorwill, recorded in the studios of Cleveland radio station WTAM on March 29, 1930. I wasn't familiar with Gene and Glenn, which is one of the reasons I bought the record. Each of them started out in a duo with someone else. Gene Carroll was working with Jack Grady in Chicago as Jack and Gene until 1929, when Grady became ill, and Gene went to Cincinnati and joined the team of Glenn Rowell and Ford Rush, who had several shows on WLW, including Ford and Glenn and the Lullaby Boys. Eventually, Ford Rush was forced out, leaving Gene and Glenn, who became stars on NBC with their fictional characters Jake and Lena. In the 40s, they split up, and Gene's character Lena was a maid for a time on the Fibber, McGee, and Molly show. Next, it was Bob Herring and his orchestra, identified on the label of that Romeo 78 as the Mississippi Ramblers and Land of the Whippoorwill. The vocalist on that November 18, 1927 recording was Irving Kaufman. We finished up with Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers and Where the Whippoorwill is Whispering Goodnight, recorded September 9, 1930. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶